2012年陕西省初中毕业学业考试。
一，听句子，选答语。本题共有五个小题，每个小题你将听到一句话，读两遍。请从所给的三个选项中选出一个最恰当的答语。
One, how are you? How are you?
Two, could you please show me the way to the reading room? Could you please show me the way to the reading room?
Three, I really like the food you made. I really like the food you made.
Four, what's his father's job? What's his father's job?
Five, remember to bring your homework to school next time. Remember to bring your homework to school next time.
R.听对话，选答案。本题共有十个小题，每个小题你将听到一段对话和一个问题，读两遍。请根据每段对话的内容和后面的问题，从所给的三个选项中选出最恰当的一项。
Six. Shall we go to the park tomorrow?
Good idea. What should I take?
Your camera, please.
Question. What does the man tell the woman to take?
Shall we go to the park tomorrow?
Good idea. What should I take?
Your camera, please.
Question. What does the man tell the woman to take?
Seven. I like light music. What about you, Tina?
Pop music.
Question. What kind of music does Tina like? I like light music. What about you, Tina?
Pop music.
Question. What kind of music does Tina like? Eight. It's raining heavily.
Yeah, the weather changes a lot. It was sunny yesterday.
I hope it'll be fine tomorrow.
Question. How's the weather today?
It's raining heavily.
Yeah, the weather changes a lot. It was sunny yesterday.
I hope it'll be fine tomorrow.
Question. How's the weather today?
Nine. Can I help you, madam?
Yes. I'd like 15 beef dumplings and a glass of orange juice.
Okay. A moment, please.
Question. What would the woman like to drink?
Can I help you, madam?
Yes. I'd like 15 beef dumplings and a glass of orange juice.
Okay. A moment, please.
Question. What would the woman like to drink?
10. Hello, this is Steve. May I speak to Jenny?
Hello, Steve. This is Linda. Jenny isn't at home at the moment.
Question. Who's answering the phone? Hello, this is Steve. May I speak to Jenny?
Hello, Steve. This is Linda. Jenny isn't at home at the moment.
Question. Who's answering the phone? Eleven. Morning, Mrs. Smith. What's the matter with you?
Morning, doctor. I've got a fever and a terrible cough.
Ah, you've got a bad cold, and you need a good rest in bed.
Question. What's wrong with the woman?
Morning, Mrs. Smith. What's the matter with you?
Morning, doctor. I've got a fever and a terrible cough.
Ah, you've got a bad cold, and you need a good rest in bed.
Question. What's wrong with the woman?
Twelve. Excuse me, is there a bookstore near here?
Yes, it's over there, between the post office and the bank.
Thank you.
Question. Where does the man want to go?
Excuse me, is there a bookstore near here?
Yes, it's over there, between the post office and the bank.
Thank you.
Question. Where does the man want to go?
13. Lucy, you're late for class again.
Sorry, I studied for the math test last night and went to bed late.
Well, I see. Come earlier next time.
Question. Where are they talking?
Lucy, you're late for class again.
Sorry, I studied for the math test last night and went to bed late.
Well, I see. Come earlier next time.
Question. Where are they talking?
14. What can I do for you?
I'm looking for sports shoes for my son.
Here are some shoes for boys.
Question. Who does the lady want to buy shoes for?
What can I do for you?
I'm looking for sports shoes for my son.
Here are some shoes for boys.
Question. Who does the lady want to buy shoes for?
15. You look unhappy, Mary. What happened?
Oh, Dad, I lost my keys.
Question. Why is the girl unhappy? You look unhappy, Mary. What happened?
Oh, Dad, I lost my keys.
Question. Why is the girl unhappy?
三，听短文，选答案。本题你将听到一篇短文，读两遍，请从每小题的三个选项中选出一个正确答案。
Hello, everyone. Can you make good use of your time? Here is a story about David. Maybe you can learn something from it. David started middle school when he was 13. He worked very hard and always got good grades. He was also very interested in sports. Every morning, he got up early and ran to school. In his second year, David won a race at the sports meeting. His parents were happy with him and bought him a computer. But things began to change. David stopped getting up early. He also lost interest in sports. His grades were not so good as before. Late one night, David's mother found him playing computer games in his room. Now she knew why, but she didn't take his computer away. Instead, she had a serious talk with David. She told him he was old enough to know well what to do and what not to do. After hearing his mother's kind words, David was sorry for his change and decided to make good use of time from then on. Hello, everyone. Can you make good use of your time? Here is a story about David. Maybe you can learn something from it. David started middle school when he was 13. He worked very hard and always got good grades. He was also very interested in sports. Every morning, he got up early and ran to school. In his second year, David won a race at the sports meeting. His parents were happy with him and bought him a computer. But things began to change. David stopped getting up early. He also lost interest in sports. His grades were not so good as before. Late one night, David's mother found him playing computer games in his room. Now she knew why, but she didn't take his computer away. Instead, she had a serious talk with David. She told him he was old enough to know well what to do and what not to do. After hearing his mother's kind words, David was sorry for his change and decided to make good use of time from then on.